Yeah, we'll be in more of a game schedule that we've now broke camp. We'll treat this a little bit like it's a Sunday game, even though it's a Saturday game, as far as how we try to simulate, in-season days when we get into that. We try to simulate that as much as we can, even with game planning and things like that.
And generally speaking, what do you look for out of the third game as well as the week leading up to feel comfortable that the guys are where they're at?
Well, it's always dependent on kind of where you are injury-wise, how healthy you are. But, it gives you an opportunity to look at some different guys if that is the case. But, again, it's your last extended amount of work you get to do prior to your opening game. We that's what we liked about him coming out. And I think we saw that a little bit with he and Leonard last week in a pass rush game. But he continues to improve and learn our defense. And he's got the skill set. Now it's just getting more comfortable in all the parts of his job.
He says he's learning some of the 2-gap stuff. How is he kind of developing that area?
Well, I think that's something he's learning. He hasn't done a lot of it. He didn't do that in college a bunch. It's a necessity on base downs with us. But on the third down stuff, it's a little bit more what he's done in college. He's a little better prepared for that, but that's new for him. Quiz was a big part of what we were doing early last year. Then he got injured. He broke his arm. He's a real pro's pro as far as how he approaches the game. I think he's a leader. He's a leader in that running back room. He's a big contributor on fourth down. As well as a guy that can go in and tote the rock. But we didn't get a lot of looks at that last year, and I've liked what I've seen thus far this year.